Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Fall goes according to plan. Illinois moves into phase three of the pandemic reopening on Friday. An update this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Under the plan, all retail stores would be allowed to reopen with limits on the number of customers allowed at any one time and a requirement that everyone must be wearing a mask. Manufacturing plants could reopen if workers can maintain physical distancing. Fitness centers would reopen ever so slightly. They'd be open for one-on-one training and outdoor classes of 10 people or fewer. And sit-down dining would be possible, with restaurants opening for outdoor service and limited indoor service if tables are within 8 feet of open doors and windows. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
State health officials reported 31 coronavirus deaths yesterday. That's the lowest number of deaths in a 24-hour period in a month. The state's death toll now stands at 4,884, with just over half the deaths taking place this month.
Chicago police this morning are looking for a hit-and-run driver who left a woman dead in the South Loop yesterday. Police say the vehicle struck a pedestrian as she was crossing Canal in Harrison about 1 p.m., with the woman believed to be in her 30s, pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. Police say they're looking for a blue-colored Ford Escape with front-end damage.
Two men are facing weapons charges after several police officers were hurt while dispersing a large crowd in the Englewood neighborhood.
Under arrest are Jaquan Hayden of Homewood and Cedric Monroe of Chicago as officers tried to disperse a crowd in the 7000 block of South Low Avenue. Investigators say Monroe placed a gun in front of a vehicle and ran off. He was arrested after a brief chase. Hayden was taken into custody after officers saw him running through a vacant lot following reports of gunfire. During the incident, two officers suffered minor injuries. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We send out emails each morning with links to all the top stories. Sign up now at WBBMNewsRadio.com. You'll find the link in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. Members of the Northern District of Illinois Bar are being advised that court proceedings will look different when they're safe to resume.
In a video update, Chief Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer says the pandemic has thrown a major curveball to courthouses.
Every day, one emergency judge has been on site at the Dirksen Courthouse, conducting hearings on emergency matters in civil and criminal cases.
And there's been plenty, with thousands of new civil cases and motions filed since mid-March. Pallmeyer says for the next few months, both civil and criminal cases will not be done in person, which she calls a difficult but necessary decision.
At some point, more of us will be able to return to the courthouse, but we need to take steps to ensure everyone's safety. I have appointed a task force to plan for the safe resumption of operations at the courthouse.
Another update is expected later this week. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Some residents of a high-rise building in the Loop are complaining that despite the recent heat, the building's management is refusing to turn on the air conditioning. Andrew Groves, who lives in the building at 200 North Dearborn, tells CBSQ.
And it was 85 degrees last night for me and my wife. I had to go to my mother-in-law's today to take a nap. It was that hot.
Grove says the building's management says the air conditioning will be turned on June 1st, a plan they say is backed by the city. There's been no direct comment from the management.
The hoop and backboard on which Michael Jordan made his iconic shot in 1989 sold for $18,000 during a sports memorabilia auction.
Heritage Auctions says the auction ended in the early hours as several additional pieces of Chicago Bulls memorabilia claimed top lot honors in the online sale. The shot was in 1989 when Jordan sank a buzzer-beating jumper over the outstretched arm of the Cleveland Cavaliers' Craig Elo to defeat the Cavs and send the Bulls into the second round of the NBA playoffs. Interest in Jordan and the 1980s and 90s Bulls has seen a resurgence with the recent airing of the 10-part documentary about the team's last championship in 1998, The Last Dance, on ESPN. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A woman from West Suburban Wayne is accused of not returning more than $100,000 that was mistakenly sent to her account. The Daily Herald reports 48-year-old Colleen Odegaard is charged with felony counts of theft and misappropriation of financial institution property. Authorities say the financial institution has been trying to recover the money from Odegaard since May 8th, but she has failed to return the funds.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.